Dear guests, friends and family, thank you for coming today. What? Louder? Okay. I'm gonna say some words in the name of my family. It's not only for me, it's not personally. From time to time I look back and try hard to illustrate in my mind those horrible sights, pain and struggle our grand and great-grandparents have been through. When I do that, I not only expose myself to the direct events that brought me here to Israel to live freely in Israel, but also to a vital and integral base to my personality. When I look back, I mostly see liberty taken away from innocent people under the name of intolerance and more particularly anti-Semitism. If we're to defend our liberty, whether as Jews among anti-Semitism or as democratic country among non-democratic ones, we're obliged to look back to past events that taught us important lessons. The most important and relevant lesson to us is the Holocaust. My grandmother, Kaola Tuka, has been through some incredible experience I don't wish to any living person. She was taken away from her home in Lahr to Auschwitz. She lost her family and left alone at the age of 17. She got shot in both of her legs on the way to Israel on the boat. And she arrived to Israel with nothing but clothes. I consider her as a hero, and I guess all chances she arrived in Israel with great motivation and she built her family here. And I'm proud to be a member of it. I believe we're all grateful to our grandparents and proud of the way they had to bring us to where we are, and we should commit ourselves to cherish those experiences. And the bitter they were, the louder they should be heard. The commemoration of the Jewish community in Lahr is both a personal and public lesson. For us, the family, it is a statue of liberty. For the citizens of Lahr, it is a statue of tolerance. And thanks to the efforts put into the monuments in Lahr and in Yad Vashem, history will remain visible and past events are to become lessons learned. I would like to thank personally and in the name of my family to the Mueller family, Franz and Lena, for the efforts they put into the commemoration of the Jewish community in Lahr. Their kindness, sympathy are appreciated, valued, and deeply thanked by all of us. We've come to know them personally in the last several years, and we're still astonished by the high virtues they hold. This kind of personality are a living sign and a benchmark for tolerance in our society and future generations. That's it. Thank you.